Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
The science of early brain and child development has taught us about the critical impact of children's early experiences upon their learning, health, and life course trajectory, and that pediatricians can translate that science to parents by promoting and helping parents to understand safe, stable, nurturing early relationships, and early literacy being such an important one. My guest today is Dr. Tanya Riemer-Altman. She's a leading medical authority for the popular press and entertainment industry, and she's a best-selling author and parenting expert. Welcome to the show, Dr. Tanya. So parents, early literacy, reading to children, how important really is it? Do the babies know what we're talking about when we're reading to them?
Reading to babies is really one of the most important things you can do. From day one, when I have the parents bring their newborn into my office, you know, along with safe sleep and nutrition and vaccines, reading is one of the things that I talk about, and it's never too early to start. Even prenatally, you can, you know, read books to your baby while they're inside the womb. And then every day, just make it part of your routine. You can start with the little silly books that just have some sounds. You can make it fun, but it does help. I mean, we know that reading to babies really helps promote those synapses, which are the brain connections, and they develop from reading in ways that they don't develop from, like, watching TV or looking at screens. So we know that it is one of the most important things you can do from day one with your babies and infants.
And you're right, even those little board books, Sandra Boynton and all those that have fun little rhymes, and, you know, kids do perk up. Even little babies 6 months old really pay attention. They love to look at the pictures and point to things on there. And parents don't often realize. They say, oh, I'll read to them when they're old enough to understand.
You're absolutely right. I have three boys. My youngest just turned one, and when he was 6 months old, his favorite book was Moo Ba La La La.
La La La. I love that book.
But he would point to it, and I would make funny sounds and the animal noises and just get silly, and he would, like, want it again and again. He would just say, oh, when we were done, and you knew that he wanted it again. And whenever a relative or a babysitter came over, I said, if he gets fussy, just read him that book. He will love it.
Well, I had her on one of my shows once, Dr. Tanya, and she's just amazing. Those books are so addictive for kids, and they really want to read them again and again and again. But as the children get a little bit older, then we start trying to teach them words. How early is it to get them? Because they memorize the pages, and if you skip a page, then they know. How early do you want to start handing the book to them and saying, what does the cow say? That sort of thing.
Well, even from day one, you can hand the book to them, and that's why the board books are great, because they can eat them and suck on them.
Yeah, I was going to say they go right in their mouths anyway.
Still learning, exactly. So it doesn't matter, you know, what they do, but then as they get older, they'll start turning the pages. And so my one-year-old right now, although he can't turn a single page, he will grab the book and he will open it to certain pages. Like, his favorite page of Goodnight Moon is the one where there's that little teeny mouse, and he'll look at the page and he'll point to the mouse, and then he'll look up at me and then he'll point to the mouse. But then as they get older, you can start teaching them, this is a mouse, this is a cat, this is red page, this is blue page, and they will start picking up little things, and they will learn, like, your cadence. So, for instance, when you get to that same page in Cat in the Hat where Sam's going to try it, he's going to try it, is he going to like it? The kids will get really excited because they'll start to learn how your voice is and how you are, you know, reading the book and getting excited for them. And they will start memorizing the book. And for every child, it's really different because kids all learn at different rates. You will have some children that can start saying the words and memorizing books as young as 2 years of age, and some it won't be until they're four, but that is okay.
So, Dr. Tanya, and this is a big question that I'm about to ask you, because the little books, the board books, the soft books go right into their mouth. But in this day and age of tablets and phones, and are we going to get as much and reap as much benefit if we're reading to a children from a book we downloaded on an ebook or from the library? They can't put that thing in their mouth, but the pictures maybe come alive a little bit more. Or they, is it just not something you want us doing just yet?
You know, that's a great question. And the research is really just growing now in this area. But so far, it really looks like the actual books that kids can hold and sit in your lap and turn the pages really help promote those early brain synapses and develop a love for reading. And kids that are exposed to books early on really do better in school and really are better readers when they get older. And from the flat screens, the research really isn't there yet. And we know that too much screen time, especially under age two, can really hinder those brain synapses and the development of reading and learning. So I would say when they're young, let's stick with those books. When they get a little older, like preschool, there may be a role for some interactive apps, but there's really no substitute for good old-fashioned books.
There isn't. And then there's also back in the day, of course, everything is different now, but it was that pediatricians such as yourself and the AAP recommended no more than 2 hours of screen time. And for little guys, really none. But then there are these educational shows as they start to get two and three. And I know that my kids loved The Wiggles, dancing around and singing. And Sesame Street's been around for 50 something years. Is there an age when it's okay to sit them down in front of an educational show? Even Baby Einstein. My goodness, those shows are fascinating, but are they okay for those little brain synapses?
So the reason the recommendation was developed for no screen time under age two is because when you look at the research, kids really can't learn from a flat screen until around two, and every child's different. So under age two, we really don't feel that there's any benefit, and we know that it can sometimes hinder their language development and speech. Now, over age two, there can be a role, and you really want to try to choose those shows wisely, educational shows where you sit and you interact with your kids and you point at the screen and you say, ooh, that's an A and it stands for Apple. Then that's okay, but you want to limit the amount of time and choose those shows wisely. So I usually say no more than 1 hour on weekdays. And we say that as school days for older kids, even though 2 and 3 and 4 year olds may not be in school yet. And 2 hours on the weekends of interactive educational TV shows or apps along with the parents. And then that's usually okay. But again, please limit it and choose your shows wisely.
And choosing your shows wisely, and now some parents are saying, well, it's going to make my child smarter if I hand them my phone and they can mess around on the phone when they're 3 and 4 years old. And you see little kids at restaurants, oh, it makes me crazy, sitting there on a phone or, you know, playing some kind of video game, or really just the parents handing the phone over, when I would prefer to see the child sitting at the table coloring or going through a book. So give your best advice for parents in this day and age of so many electronics and why it's so important to really keep that physical presence of books and crayons and things still in the mix.
You're absolutely right. And screens are everywhere. And we do have to be realistic. I mean, we know that you can't completely avoid them, but the research just isn't there to show if there's any benefit or learning going on with these young brains and screens. So again, take things with you when you go to restaurants. I always bring a little book. I bring crayons. We were just away for the weekend, and my one-year-old was scribbling with crayons. We were helping him. And then my older boys, we used the crayons on the paper placemat, and we actually played hangman for words from our weekend vacation. We'd say, the theme of this word is skiing, and then we would have a really fun, interactive hangman game, and the boys loved that. So as much as you can bring teaching into every little thing you do, walk around the restaurant, point out the fishes on the wall, the birds on the wall, just engage your kids and talk to them, and that's really the best way that kids can learn. There's really no substitute for that one-on-one parent time and fun interaction with families.
Absolutely, and you can see more about Dr. Tanya at drtanya.com or more about the advocacy and policy information from AAP.org in their health initiatives section, because it's so important, parents, that we all are on the same page when it comes to teaching our children about literacy and about the importance of books. And as Dr. Tanya said, you know, there's nothing that replaces that little wonderful board book, even if they eat it and chew it, or the bathtub book, or those soft books. They're all wonderful. So remember, your children love to sit with you. It's a great time of year to snuggle up with your children, get them in the crook of your arm and read to them, sing to them, read those little books and talk the words with them, make funny sounds, because they respond to all of it and it will help them be smarter as a result. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Stay well.